A red and white logo fades in, magnet. A chrome logo twists into view, TSC. A light bulb hangs above a logo printed against the corner of two walls, BH Productions. A filtered photo of a woman in large rimmed glasses appears above a logo, 3 in the box. In a private club room, a naked man slicked with oil shakes his butt cheeks. He sits on a woman's lap and thrusts his hips as her friends cheer her on. The guy thrusts at her chair from behind and humps her leg before swirling his crotch in her face. A sensor bar covers his penis as he whirls it around like a helicopter. Bold pink text slams on screen, "Best night ever." Home footage rewinds until we're in the backseat of a car beside a woman with curled hair.
Are you really going to film everything?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Claire.
Trust me, one day you'll watch this and thank me for capturing your last night of freedom. So come on. You're on.
Okay. Hi, I'm Claire Russell, soon to be Claire Russell Morris, as I'm getting married next Saturday. Woo! And we're on our way to Vegas for my bachelorette party.
Woo! Yeah!
I don't know what else to say. I feel stupid.
Just say anything. Say whatever you want.
I'm in love with my soulmate, Dave Morris, and I can't believe it, but I really did find the one.
Punch buggy. Ow!
The blonde driver punches a redhead. Now a brunette woman.
I'm Zoe. I'm Claire's best friend. And not a lot of people know, but when Claire was 12, I taught her how to kiss. No, we need to get everything out in the open. No, but seriously, no joke. You are my BFF, and you've always been there for me. Whenever I've been in trouble.
Yeah, like...
She mimes smoking a joint.
Like anything, you've always been there for me. And even though you're getting hitched, we're still gonna have a girl's night out, right?
Yes, Zoe.
I love this girl.
A car hangs from a crane.
Punch buggy! All right, Leslie, you're up.
The redhead awkwardly looks at the camera.
Yeah, pass. Come on, just say who you are.
Leslie Bowman, Claire's wiser, older sister, only by a couple years.
5, but who's counting?
Yeah, burn! Burns!
I'm sorry, how do you and Claire even know each other?
I have a mobile dog grooming business. You know, the kind that go to your house.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been shaving Claire's muffin for about 3 years now.
Her dog's name is Scout.
I know. I was talking about her pussy.
Leslie pales, looking to the camera, then punches the driver.
Punch pickup!
In a drive-thru.
Stickers!
Stickers!
You guys not from around here?
No.
That's a person in a car.
Oh, yay.
We're on the way to Vegas.
Oh, you guys on the way to Vegas?
Yeah.
Vegas.
I'll pass
Vegas. Vegas.
Yeah. Black gold dressed in black with silver buttons.
Later, at a gas station.
I need to pee.
Oh, look.
Champagne.
We should grab a bottle. I really gotta pee.
Where do we use the restroom?
Outside? What did you get? Oh, you got the wine! Woo! Party in the bathroom!
Don't drink all my wine. Is it good?
Mazda?
Yes.
Bart, you're driving. You're driving.
Back in the car, Zoe and Claire jam out in the back seat while the blonde driver, Janet, grins. In the passenger seat, Leslie plugs her ears, annoyed. She gets fed up and turns the volume knob. Zoe runs her hand through her hair, sulking. Janet twists the knob. Leslie covers her ears as the friends rock out in the backseat. Zoe sticks her head out of an open window.
Vegas, here we go!
Claire grins excitedly as they cruise past the Las Vegas Strip. Massive hotels loom over the city surrounded by palm trees. Janet throws out her arms, grooving with Claire as she drives. Like everything is all right. Claire glances over at the camera, flipping her hair over her shoulder as they drive past a tour bus and the Stratosphere. Leslie turns down the music as she pulls out her phone.
Okay, let's go over the itinerary. We check into the hotel, penthouse suite, of course.
Hey, I don't got no penthouse money.
No, relax, it's on me.
Leslie married a rich dude. She's a one percenter.
We'll have a privately catered in-suite dinner. Lobster, caviar, the works.
Lobster!
Then we'll see Celine Dion in concert, front row, center seats. Wake up to brunch poolside at the Bellagio.
Well, thank you, Leslie. Sounds amazing. It's very generous of you.
Yeah, sounds awesome. But I never heard the words man ass or footlong anywhere in your itinerary.
That's because it's not that kind of bachelorette party.
What about games?
What game?
The bachelorette party game. You know, like getting a random guy to give us his underwear or kissing a dude with a mustache.
No.
Oh.
Leslie rolls down her window.
Show us your tits!
You show us your balls!
Show your balls.
A guy stands out a window and pulls down his shorts, revealing his balls.
Oh! Yeah, baby!
Welcome to Vegas, girls!
The valet.
At the front of the hotel, Janet waves, slinging her purse over her shoulder. Their bags get loaded onto a cart, and the women stride through the ritzy hotel in slow motion. Leslie approaches the front desk.
We have a reservation under the name Bowman, Leslie Bowman.
Okay, we'll have fun, but not too much fun. Love you too. Bye.
What's Dave doing for his bachelor party?
His friend's got a hotel room for poker night and entertainment.
You're okay with that?
It's his bachelor party. Boys will be boys. But I trust him.
Sucker.
I have you for one night in the penthouse. Excellent. That's our most opulent suite. It's over 3,000 square feet with four separate bedroom suites, marble baths, eight flat screens, and a full-time butler.
Holy shit, I think I just squirted. Perfect.
The room is $4,500 a night and I'll need a credit card deposit for additional incidentals.
As Leslie pulls her wallet out of her purse, Janet plucks a series of pamphlets from a rack. On the phone.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bowman, but your credit card representative would like to speak with you.
Now, Leslie talks on the phone across the room. As she hangs up, Claire glances at the camera with furrowed brows.
I don't know.
Someone got a hold of my credit card numbers and just charged up a storm.
Oh, no.
But the credit card company canceled the cards. I won't get new cards for a couple of days. I'm sorry.
Look, we don't need the penthouse suite anyway. How much for just a normal room?
I'm sorry, but we're completely booked.
Seriously? Nothing?
I wish I could help, but there's a shoe convention this weekend. You're gonna have a tough time finding a room anywhere.
Check these out! I got us bathrobes. Egyptian cotton, super comfy. You mind if I charge these to the room?
Leslie quickly glances at the camera, then turns away.
What?
Janet looks around. Text, 5:13 p.m. In the car, Janet talks on the phone.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's nothing fancy, but I got us a room.
A sign reads, Motel Palm Tree Inn. Hourly rates, free XXX adult movies.
This isn't that bad.
Zoe zooms in on a woman giving oral in an alley.
Oh, God. What? Nothing. Home sweet home?
The women wander into their small, simple motel room.
I call bed!
Comfy?
Yes. Very comfy.
This place is a dump.
No, it's fine.
Oh. What's that?
It's a blacklight app to show us if the sheets are clean.
Leslie taps on her phone, shuts the curtains, and shines the blacklight. Speckled dots cover the sheets.
Ew!
Oh.
What? What?
Oh my god, I think they're moving.
Oh. Janet?
The moving dots cover Janet.
What's that?
Dripping ooze stains run down a lamp and all across the walls. The jizz stains shoot up further onto the wall and cover the nearby phone. They stain nearly every surface, including the light switch. In the top corner of the ceiling, a stain in the shape of a penis glows. Now, with the bedsheets off.
This is our room.
Leslie crosses her arms in disgust.
There's my pissed off sister.
I can't believe we're staying.
It's Vegas. How much time are we gonna spend in the room anyway?
Yeah, it's about being together.
Well, I am sleeping in the car tonight.
Let's go already!
I'll be there in a minute.
Leslie eyes Janet as she pumps breast milk.
How many kids do you have?
Oh, two. My little angel. You?
No kids for me.
Zoe steps out of the bathroom and takes a glass.
Thank you.
Okay.
To Claire, may you and David have a happy, healthy, wonderful marriage.
Aww. Aww. Cheers.
Thanks, you guys. Mm. You're gonna make me cry.
Ooh, how about we do gifts?
Yes, yeah. Gifts. Mine first.
Okay.
I just hope you don't already have one.
A tiara with mini pink penises.
Oh, pretty.
It's beautiful.
I am not wearing this.
You have to. It's your bachelorette party.
That and you have to keep it on all night.
For the piece de resistance.
Janet flips switches, making them light up.
Oh, it's so pretty, Claire.
You look hot.
It got so pretty. Okay, let's just go already. We're going to be late.
Claire glances in the mirror.
Yes.
The penises explode, bursting into flames. Claire rushes into the bathroom and Janet turns on the shower. Text, 8:08 p.m. Outside the motel.
Cap should be here in a minute.
Claire runs her hand through her hair and chunks fall out.
Look at my hair! I'm getting married in 7 days!
A taxi cab pulls up and the women hurry over to it.
We're going to Caesar's Palace.
It's Dave.
No, let's go already.
Hey, honey, you won't believe what just happened to me. Hello? Hello? He butt dialed me. Dave! He can't hear me at all. Dave!
I don't think she's okay.
Okay, if we don't hurry up, we're gonna miss Celine Dion.
Fuck Celine Dion.
Oh, it's on now.
At a strip club, the four women down shots and slam their glasses on a table. As a man thrusts beside a stripper pole, the ladies do more rounds and suck on limes. They spin around on their bar stools. They ogle the stripper on stage. Janet, ooh-wee. You guys are so hot, you're making my G-string feel like a slip and slide. Leslie grins, then frowns at the camera. You can't film in here. Zoe, it's totally hidden in my purse. You can't tell it's a camera. So do you think that just hearing what happened made you? Claire ignores her and stares back at the stage. And was Dave getting spanked or was Dave doing the spanking? What do you think? Mas tequila. And you do know strippers are just a gateway to hookers. Seriously. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. I'm just saying, I mean, you were dating Randy Rosenberg for 3 years and he totally cheated on you. Really, Randy Rosenberg? You're going to go there? Wow. Thank you so much for being a bitch. Harsh. Dave's not Randy Rosenberg. Hey. Hey. My best friend's getting married next week. Zoe now. How much for the VIP room?
How are you doing, Claire? Tell the camera.
I feel uncomfortable. I really don't want a lap dance.
People leaving the score, you know? Tit for tat.
Or tit for dick.
And we just spent $200. I want to see some of this!
Janet grinds on Leslie.
Yeah, make it rain, make it rain, make it rain!
One lap dance and we're out, I promise.
Now the naked man helicopters his dick. Claire taps the guy's junk.
Whoa, whoa. That's it. You're in trouble.
The guy storms out and the lights flick on.
What just happened?
Beats me. Our time's not up.
The guy marches back in with a towering bearded man.
The hell do you think you're doing?
I don't know.
Did you touch Marcus?
I don't know. Is he Marcus?
Yeah, she touched me down there.
No, I didn't touch him.
Yes, she did.
Your thing, which is really substantial, is in my face, so I moved it.
Ma'am?
He was putting his thing all over me.
He gave her a unicorn.
I'm allowed to touch you, but you're not allowed to touch me. That's the rules.
I didn't know the rules. Nobody told me.
They're posted everywhere!
Okay, well, I didn't know. Sorry.
You essentially raped me.
Oh, come on! You had your big black dick in my face!
Marcus stares at Claire in stunned disbelief. Zoe grimaces. 11:44 p.m. The women trudge along down the street.
I can't believe we got kicked out of a strip club.
I know. Right? Where to next?
Here, hold this. It's not even midnight, and it's your bachelorette party.
Where are you going? Just wait there!
What did she say?
I don't know.
Zoe hustles down an alleyway as the others wait on a curb.
It's been like 20 minutes, and Zoe hasn't come back.
Claire grabs her purse, gets to her feet, and starts down the alley.
Where are you going? To find her.
Leslie sits for a moment, considering. She gets up and follows after her sister.
Wait up!
I'm coming too! Where did she go?
Zoe! Please come down. Zoe!
Zoe!
The women find Zoe out by a dumpster.
Zoe! What's going on?
Hey. You got the money?
Here it is. $300. I'm getting us some Coke.
Oh, come on. Seriously?
I'll try Coke.
You guys need a pick-me-up. We do a little bit of blow, we party our asses off. No, we need to sort of the vibe a little bit. You got our stuff, the money's all there.
No, I'm gonna need everything.
That is everything.
The man pulls out a gun and aims at Zoe.
Don't shoot us! Oh, God. Shit.
Just don't look at his face, then he won't have to kill us.
We had a deal, $300 for an 8-ball.
Hey, bitch, I ain't no dealer.
I thought Valet Parkers had all the connections.
Come on! Just give me all your jewelry, come on! Come on!
They hand over their jewelry.
All right, yeah, I want the ring, too. Give me the ring. I'll take the ring, too.
Okay.
Thank you. Are those Christian Louboutins?
You're wearing a red vest, but you know Louboutins?
Don't sass me! What size are those? What size are those?
8.5.
8.5. All right, I'll take them. My lady is gonna give it up to me tonight.
Lucky her.
Oh, and the purses?
One by one, the ladies hand over their purses. The man aims the gun at Janet.
I'll take that purse too. Stay put!
You give it back!
Leslie, let him have it!
Leslie books it after the camera purse. The camera flickers on. Zoe quickly rights the camera and joins the others.
No. They tackled him and the gun went off and it just scared him.
Oh my god.
I was like, why did you chase him?
I don't know. I think some rage just kicked in.
You're like the Incredible Hulk.
That's what it is.
Thank God.
Okay.
We gotta go.
I will make a report.
I have a warrant out for my arrest.
Zoe sprints away from the scene.
Awesome! For what?
Gotta go. The purse!
Janet hurries back, grabs the camera purse, and chases after them.
Bobby broke up with me, so I slashed his tires and keyed my name into his car. I was supposed to go to court 2 weeks ago. You now.
Zoe turns from the flashing lights and hops in a dumpster.
Jump! Get in!
The camera flickers on into night vision, showing all four women crowded inside the closed dumpster. They nervously glance around. The women duck at the noise, a sliver of light shining across their faces. The women hold onto one another as they listen. Claire breathes heavily, her eyes wide. She shifts in the dumpster, struggling to breathe.
Breathe. Relax. I can't breathe. She's hyperventilating. She's having a panic attack. You have to calm
Leslie holds onto her sister as she rocks back and forth, trying to contain her movements.
24 years, my life is still. I'm trying to get back with you here. Our destination. So I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out, what's in my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar.
So I wake up in the morning and I step outside.
A man sits in the bottom of the dumpster. The women grab the camera and scurry out back into the alley.
Boy, say hey!
The guy stands, staring after them as they bolt down the street. Once they've gotten some distance, the women slow to a stop. As Zoe catches her breath, Claire glances over at her.
You are such a fuck-up.
Zoe throws out her arms, at a loss for words.
But I love you.
Zoe breaks into a relieved smile. Claire steps closer and wraps her friend in a hug. They separate, and Zoe glances at the others.
So what are we gonna do now?
We go home. Back to LA.
Zoe takes the camera as Leslie steps forward.
How?
Yeah, we're flat broke. And we need at least a couple $100 just for gas.
Can't have anyone wire us the money because we don't have IDs to prove who we are.
And I'd have Larry drive here and bail us out, but he doesn't know I'm in Vegas.
Can Greg help us?
Probably not.
Why?
You know how when you Google something on the computer, the last word you wrote will pop up? I typed in the letter M for Martha's Vineyard. I was gonna book a vacation for our 7-year anniversary. Anyway, I typed in the letter M, and the site manstock.la suddenly appeared.
Oh, what's manstock.la?
Greg's password was still entered when I saw it.
Oh!
Whoa! That is the worst thing I could ever imagine.
Which one's your husband?
The one in the middle.
The irony is palpable.
What?
Well, there's the Eiffel Tower. And they're giving him an Eiffel Tower.
Leslie shows a photo of two naked men clapping their hands over her husband, who jacks off one guy with the other inside him.
So, did you talk to him about it?
He filed for legal separation the morning we left for Vegas. And evidently, he canceled all my credit cards.
I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say.
Thanks. It's hard to talk about.
Well, we have it all on tape if you ever want to watch it back.
That's fucking awesome.
What do we do? It's the middle of the night and we're stuck in Vegas. If we don't get some cash, we are never going to get home.
I've got an idea.
Text, 1:05 a.m. In a dim bar, Claire follows behind the others as they weave through a crowd. She nervously glances back at the camera as they approach an inflatable pool with girls wrestling in jello. One of the women flips the other on her back, creating a big splash.
This is nuts!
I've always wanted to do this!
Seriously?
It combines my two favorite passions, wrestling and gelatin! And we need the money, bad! This is gonna be great!
One of the women decks her opponent.
It's amateur night, all right? So any one of you who thinks you can pin the reigning champ, Veronica, will win $500.
I'll do it. I'll wrestle.
Looks like we got a taker. Why don't you come on down and sign these release forms?
Grinning, Janet hurries over to the referee and fills out a form on a clipboard.
Gotta love her.
She briefly glances back at Claire and Zoe before following the referee off. Now, two guys approach Claire and Zoe.
Hi, I'm Trevor.
I'm Rick.
What are you two drinking?
Sex on the beach.
The girl after my own heart.
Nothing for me.
Will you excuse us for a second? What are you doing? Those guys are cute.
I can't be your wingman.
You're not married yet.
Zoe, no!
Come on, for old time's sake. It'll probably be the last time you ever have a chance of helping me find my true love. Please. Look, just say yes. They are so cute. Please? 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 Please?
Okay! Please. I'll be your wingman.
Everything all right?
Totally. I'm Kim.
And this is
Antoinette.
Drinks, ladies?
They each take a drink.
So, Antoinette, what do you do? What brings you to Vegas?
Oh, I'm in the shoe business.
Right. Right, you're here for the convention.
Yep. Yes, exactly. I'm a cobbler.
You're a shoe cobbler, like,
He mimes hammering.
Yes, I cobble.
Eyes for only me? You're cute.
And you?
Oh, nothing as interesting as that. I'm actually doing my residency right now at Johns Hopkins.
You're a doctor?
Yeah.
In her underwear.
Okay, I'm up next!
Are you gonna wrestle?
Fuck yeah! It was nice talking with you.
It was nice meeting you, Antoinette.
Antoinette? Long story. Are you sure about this? I'm sure.
You're leaking!
Her breasts.
I usually pump and dump before bed.
And
now for our next bout, weighing in at 129 pounds, hailing from Simi Valley, California, ladies and gentlemen, Janet Simmons!
Wish me luck!
Janet hugs her friends and makes her way over to the inflatable pool. Veronica gives a thumbs down.
Defending her title as wrestling champion of Las Vegas, Veronica! All right, I want a good, clean fight, all right? Keep it clean, but, you know, make it dirty. And remember, the winner gets $500!
Veronica points at Janet and then motions her hand across her throat. Janet scoops up some of the jello and chucks it at her. Veronica marches forward and gets in her face. Janet growls back. Janet flings more of the green jello as the crowd cheers her on. She gives high fives to Claire and Zoe.
You're gonna die tonight!
In an ambulance, Janet coughs up blood. Janet covered in blood. I bit my tongue.
I'm okay. Did I win?
You got your ass kicked.
I did?
Pretty bad, actually. At one point you cried.
Bummer.
Claire awkwardly lays $100 bills on Janet's chest.
I thought I lost.
You did get $300 just for trying.
Janet, you did it! Get me out of these. I don't want to go to the hospital.
Well, that's where you're going, so.
No, I'm not bleeding. I'm okay. I'm not bleeding.
Pathetic.
Excuse me?
She's too old to be wrestling. I mean, come on. Look at her.
Fuck you.
Leslie, it's okay.
It is not okay. You apologize.
Yeah. No.
My friend has more guts and courage than you could ever know. You apologize.
Fuck you, you crazy bitch. Don't touch me.
You apologize.
Oh, you can't talk
around. As Leslie tussles with the paramedic, Janet gets unclipped from the stretcher. The group hurries out of the ambulance. Flashing lights glow on the back of the ambulance as it drives away with an open door. Something plops onto the pavement as it leaves. In the middle of a street, a bloody Janet stands in her underwear beside Claire and Leslie.
Where are we?
I don't know.
Leslie slowly turns, still without any shoes on, and takes in their surroundings. Janet pads over to the fallen bag, unclipping her neck brace. She nervously turns back to her friends.
No taxis.
We'll have to walk. We should probably take these pills then.
Where'd you get those?
I swiped them from the ambulance.
What are they?
I have no idea.
I'm not going to take just some random pill. It could be anything.
And there's only two.
I took one already. Are you crazy?
I took one too.
Leslie.
And I got a whole bottle.
Zoe stretches out her hand, the two pills resting in her palm. Janet pops one in her mouth and swallows.
What, they're not dead? Look how happy they are.
Come on, Claire.
Stop peer pressuring me. This is not high school.
Claire averts her gaze, but Zoe keeps her hand in front of Claire's face.
I'm not taking it.
Text, 2:22 a.m. At a club, the now sweaty women dance under flashing neon lights. They grin, hug one another, and jump up and down. Completely relaxed and enjoying the moment, Claire blissfully rolls her body. They each hold onto glow sticks and excitedly shake their faces at the camera. Colorful lights swirl around the club as they women continue to dance. Leslie grins as she jumps beside a person in a panda costume. Janet shakes her blonde hair as the women raise their hands in the air, rocking their bodies to the beat. Claire and the others talk to the camera. This is the best night ever. It's the best. I never want it to end. Let's party and stay up all night. Now the ladies zipline across the Las Vegas Strip, riding high above the buildings. They hold out their arms as they cruise along. At a hotel pool, Claire, Leslie, and Zoe leap in with their clothes on. They beam and pull the camera underwater before twirling in the pool. The women take turns splashing one another and also splashing at the camera. They snack on French fries left at a nearby table. Claire licks a knife, and the ladies shove a food cart toward the pool. Zoe then rides on the cart before leaping into the water. At an indoor skydiving place, the friends wear flight suits and float in the air. An instructor helps them soar up to the top of the dome. They cheer each other on as they take turns flying. Back on the strip, the women laugh and spin around with the camera. Text appears over the women, Bachelorette Party Game's first challenge. They run up to a man and kiss his cheek, kiss a guy with a mustache. Now, three guys stand in a row and the women lift up their shirts, find three guys to flash you their belly buttons. Leslie, Janet, and Zoe hide behind a pillar. As two guys stroll past, they jump out at them, scare someone. In the back of a car, Leslie doubles over with laughter, running a hand through her hair. Her sister playfully shoves her. In a casino, they point to a guy with glasses as he holds a straw like a wizard wand. Find two people who look like famous celebrities. Janet then holds a napkin next to a guy in a suit, Ryan Gosling. Giggling, the friends scurry off and laugh in the back of another car. A guy carries Claire on his back. Have a stranger give you a piggyback ride. A person with long hair stares at four queens. Zoe taps them on the shoulder, and the man turns around. She holds up her hand, high-five a dude who could be mistaken for a lady. They high-five and Zoe runs away. In a hotel lobby, a bald man laughs as the women tickle him. They hurry off as more text appears, tickle an old man. Amongst a group of people, Claire flaps her arms like wings and pops out her chest, walk like a chicken in a crowded place. Zoe and Janet rush over to a car and tap on the driver's window until he rolls it down. Put lipstick on a dude, the guy forces a smile. A guy in his 30s takes the camera from the women as they attempt to dance in unison. They raise their hands up and pump out their elbows. Flash mob. They rush over to a bald man and touch him, rub a bald guy's head. Holding out a box of donuts, Claire offers them to a guy, who takes one. Perform a random act of kindness. Zoe gives a donut to a bearded man. A group chats in a pool as Zoe, Janet, and Leslie sneak over. Zoe leans down and yanks from the guy's chest, steal a lock of chest hair. A crowd gathers around Claire as she arm wrestles someone and wins. Arm wrestle a stranger. Claire asks the tall man something and he shrugs. He comes back and hands her his underwear. Convince someone to give you his underwear. A woman on the strip has a bright blonde afro and short neon pink shorts. Leslie and Janet poke her. Poke a woman with curly hair. A shirtless man then rubs Claire's foot. Let a strange man give you a foot massage. Claire grimaces, and Zoe glances over at Janet. They lead Claire away from the guy. In a convenience store, Claire rushes out with a bottle of vodka, swipe a bottle of booze. She books it down the street as the cashier hurries out of the store. Claire takes a swig as she sprints away. Leslie catches up behind her. Janet opens the door of a stretch limo and the women pile into the back. Take a limo ride. Claire smiles wide at the camera.
Where's Janet?
I don't know.
Stop the car!
Janet's in the driver's seat. Claire tips back her bottle of vodka, chugging it. She makes a silly face as she bobs her head from side to side.
I am loving me some fucked up Claire!
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 Yeah! You know what fucked up Claire does?
Fucked up Claire flashes her tits at the
Claire stands, smacks her head on the ceiling, and collapses.
Fucked up Claire!
Yeah! Believe it or not, I don't have a lot of girlfriends.
No.
No, seriously.
Aww.
My day's packed. I wake up, feed the twins, give Larry his morning cup of coffee and blowjob. I get home, watch Doug Dynasty, have a glass of boxed rosé, blow Larry again, and crash.
You blow your husband twice a day?
Well, yeah, you have to reciprocate the cunnilingus. Yo, full disclosure, I kind of invited myself to Claire's bachelorette party to make some new friends.
Aww.
Eat my ass and learn how to fucking drive!
Oh my god. I need to get laid.
Oh,
dude.
Oh
my god. No. No, I need to get back in the saddle and get over my marriage.
You go, girl.
I need a guy like Larry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want my ring back.
Sorry, honey. That's not gonna happen. The guy is long gone, and so is your ring.
No, that's the guy that robbed us. I want my ring back.
Oh my god, is that him?
It looks like him.
A guy in a red vest takes a man's car keys for the valet.
It's fucking him, all right. He had a gun to my face, and I looked at him dead in the eye, and...
Claire's right. It is him.
I'm not getting married without my ring. What do we do?
It's because of me your ring got taken.
so I'm gonna get you right back.
Later, Zoe carries over shopping bags filled with supplies.
Did you get everything?
She sets bags of pink sweaters on the hood of the limo and pulls out a stun gun.
Oh, cool. Where'd you get all the stuff?
The mini mart. They had everything.
They sell stun guns at the mini mart?
They do in Vegas.
What is this for?
It's to conceal our identities, in case anyone sees us.
They each take one of the pink sweaters. Claire grabs a green beanie and puts it on her head.
You have to cover your face. Here.
Zoe takes a pair of scissors and cuts holes in the beanie. Janet plays around with a stun gun.
Here.
Claire slips the beanie over her face, with holes cut out around her eyes and mouth.
How do I look?
Pretty cool, actually. The green brings out your eyes.
Oh, thanks, Janet.
Hey, this yellow's
mine. Are you crazy? With your pale complexion, you should wear orange.
It doesn't matter. Great. So you're taking yellow?
Leslie.
Does everyone know the plan?
Now let's get my motherfucking ring back.
In the limo, Claire glances at the camera, then Zoe. The limo pulls up to the valet and the worker wanders over to the door. As he opens the door, the women try to pull the man inside. Another guy approaches and Janet stuns him. They shove the guy inside as Janet runs back to the driver's seat.
What the hell? What do you want from me?
I want my ring! I'm not getting married without my ring!
I don't have your ring!
Claire bashes a container over the guy's head.
Damn, Claire! Right! You bashed the wrong girl!
Check his pockets.
Zoe digs around in the unconscious man's pockets and pulls out a wallet. She takes out cash.
There's over $500 here! That's our money! Anything else?
Zoe feels around.
I'm sorry, Claire, your ring's not here.
Maybe pawned it or something.
Or maybe it's in his house with the rest of our shit. Driver?
Yeah?
Take us to 972 Philbanks Avenue.
Where the hell is that?
I'll map it.
Do you guys think maybe we should just ditch him in the stolen limo and get out while we still can? No?
Text, 4:31 a.m. Outside the guy's house, Janet reaches through the limo window still wearing her makeshift ski mask.
That's the house. Give me the keys, I'm going in.
What if someone else is there?
I'll knock on the door, and if someone answers, I'll say I'm looking for
Charlie.
She lifts the front of her mask up to make it look like a beanie again and trots over to the house.
Oh, are we even sure this is the guy that robbed us?
What do you mean?
This guy is wearing a tie.
So?
I distinctly remember the guy who robbed us was not wearing a tie.
Obviously, he put on a tie.
Look, oh. I checked the house, but no ring. But I found these.
My Christian Louboutin. Oh, it is him. Asshole!
Oh. When he comes to, we'll find out where your ring is.
The man lies bound with duct tape on his bed as Claire aims the stun gun. Leslie lights up a bong and takes a long drag.
Leslie?
I don't know if it's all the pills. Or the whole, home invasion thing. This is a little stressful. This is really good weed.
How do you know?
I'm a daily toker.
You are?
I wake and bake. Otherwise, I'm really uptight.
I'm gonna teach Charlie here a lesson. He victimized us. And now it's time for a little payback.
What are you gonna do, Janet?
Carrying an electric razor, Janet shaves off one of the man's eyebrows. Zoe shrugs in the doorway.
Big deal, you shaved off an eyebrow.
No good?
Not for what he did to us.
Yeah, you're right. You know, that was bullshit. That was just me getting warmed up. Okay, and girl with the dragon tattoo. Elizabeth was raped by this pig, this asshole. So she tied him up and tattooed his chest, "I'm a rapist pig," or something like that. I don't remember exactly.
Janet pops the cap off a marker and writes on the guy's chest.
Janet, what are you writing?
Give me his phone. I'm gonna take a picture and send it to everyone of his contacts.
Yes, and now all of Charlie's Facebook friends know that he's a rapping pig.
It's written on his chest.
Raping pig.
Yeah, but you spelled it rapping. And he robbed us all together.
Fuck! We need to humiliate this piece of shit once and for all. So forever he is punished for what he did to us!
Whoa, Janet, what are you doing?
I'm gonna piss in his face.
No!
Don't do it. That's even too hardcore for me.
Whiz away, girlfriend. Whiz away.
Janet, don't.
Oh, that's so gross. No! I'm gonna defile him the same way he defiled us.
Leslie sets down the bong and tries to slide on one of her shoes.
They're tight. Why are they so tight?
They don't fit anymore.
Oh, no.
Claire, I'm coming too. Ask him where your ring is.
Where's my ring? Tell me where my ring is. These are size 7. These are size 7.
So?
Mine's an 8.5. These aren't my shoes. That's not the ballet that robbed us.
That's not the valet that robbed us.
Hey! What the hell are you doing to our son?
Oh, God. Oh,
my. A turd drops on his face.
Oh, shit.
Susie, get the shotgun.
Don't do it, Susie. You move one inch, and my friend will put 300,000 volts of electricity into your son's nutsack. You have grandkids, don't you?
Dead battery.
Janet frantically pulls up her pants as the women rush out of the house. They climb back in the limo and Janet speeds off.
You went through the whole house and you didn't see his parents there? And it was dark and I'm hammered! You pooped on an innocent man's face!
I have a nervous stomach! I'm not proud of it!
I electrocuted him and we stole all his money.
We have his address. We'll reimburse him. We'll send him a Get Well Soon card.
Claire sips her vodka.
I'm sorry, Claire. We didn't get your ring back. I think it's time that we ditch the stolen vehicle. And definitely take more pills.
Text, 5:07 a.m. Claire stumbles back to their motel room. Taking another gulp of vodka, she goes. Leslie and Zoe follow behind her.
Nope.
Claire approaches a door and holds up their key.
Nope.
She tries the door handle, but it doesn't open. She stumbles down to the next room and tries that door, but to no avail.
Which one's our room?
Fuck. I don't know.
They don't look the same.
Down the hall, three guys hold drinks and eye them.
Hey, who ordered more girls?
What the hell?
Furrowing her brows, Claire staggers her way over to the men.
Come on in. What's a bachelor party without a little talent?
Claire, let's just go. No. Where's the bachelor?
A shirtless man kneels beside a woman with her legs spread.
No. No.
Who are these chicks?
You're getting married.
Married tomorrow. But single tonight.
Are you
She knew what you were doing.
Is that a camera?
No.
It is. You've got a fucking camera. Huh? You've been filming this?
Leave her alone, you raisin dick.
The bachelor holds up a leaf blower with a dildo attached to it as Rick punches him. Trevor holds the bachelor back, ushering the women out. Zoe sprints back to the room and Trevor follows her in.
Are we gonna hook up or what?
What happened to Claire? Where's Claire?
I don't know. I think she ran off with that guy.
Claire! What's up? I'm looking for Claire. Claire! Claire!
Claire climbs into an SUV with Rick.
She's driving off with that guy. We have to go after her.
And out cock block.
She's a big girl. Yeah, but she's drunk, and I don't want her doing something that she's going to regret. Let's go.
No.
Zoe stops kissing Trevor and sprints to the parking lot with Leslie.
I can't believe you had those guys come over. Why not? Because Claire's getting married next Saturday. She was my wingman.
Leslie stops, crossing her arms.
Okay. Sorry.
I'll wait here then?
They hustle into the car and drive off.
Back the car up.
Go there. Make a left.
They spot the SUV up ahead and follow it around the city.
Come on, we can catch up. Go.
They race through a quiet street and then onto a neon-lit boulevard.
There. Catch up. Come on.
They speed closer to the SUV, following right behind it. They barrel through a red light and get hit from the side. The camera rolls, showing Janet's still form. Her head rests against the steering wheel. Her eyes flutter open. Blood trickles down her forehead. As she opens the door, the camera falls beside a flaming sedan.
You okay? Are you okay?
I'm fine. And there's no real damage here, so that's cool.
No real damage.
You guys all right?
Yeah. What happened?
Where are you going? Hey, get back here.
Janet climbs back in the car, with Leslie and Zoe slightly banged up beside her, and drives away.
Never let me go. Shit, there's no sign of them. Wait, is that them?
They pull up into a parking garage and ride up to an upper level. The SUV turns a corner inside. Leslie and Janet bolt out of the car and sprint through the garage. They head into the lobby of a hotel and watch a pair of elevator doors shut. They watch as the numbers on the elevator slowly tick up.
Fifth floor. Okay. Follow me.
Hurry, Zoe, hurry.
They sprint up a flight of stairs.
Hurry! There it is! Fifth floor! There she is! Claire!
Janet and Leslie race over as Claire steps inside. Janet lies on the floor peeking under the door.
They're in there! I can see them!
Under the door, clothes slide down the people's bodies inside.
Don't do it, Claire. They turned out the lights! Open up!
Go
A naked man answers the door and the ladies rush inside.
Hey!
Claire, you're making a big mistake!
God damn it, I was just about to come!
Oh, man.
Who the hell are you?
Housekeeping! Wrong room!
The naked woman lies across the bed as the man stares at the women, who book it out of the room. They slow their runs to a stop in the middle of the hall. Zoe pulls down the fire alarm. Everyone covers their ears and files out of their rooms. Claire marches over to them.
What are you doing here? You dirty little slut!
What?
I didn't do anything! I mean, it's not like he didn't try, but... I love Dave! And I'm getting married! Should I be evacuating? There's no fire!
The naked woman.
Come back here!
I think we should go!
Hey! Come back here! I'm gonna get you! I'm gonna fucking kill you! Hey! Get back here! I'm gonna fucking kill you!
The guy trails behind her as the woman climbs on top of the friends and wails on them. Her boobs hit the camera. Text, 11:36 a.m. In bed, Claire lies asleep as her phone lights up with a call.
Claire. Claire.
Claire weakly takes the phone and puts it up to her ear.
Morning. How was your bachelor party? Right. Well, that happens. No, nothing special. Okay. Love you too. Bye.
She hangs up and sets the phone aside.
Well, what happened?
He said that he lost $300 in poker. Got shit-faced drunk, had a stripper whip him, then he puked and he blacked out.
That's it? And you believe him?
He doesn't know he butt-dialed me. He could have lied about the stripper.
Where's Leslie?
Janet takes the camera and wanders past a passed-out Trevor. She steps outside, glancing down each of the halls. Leslie steps out of a room, wearing a sheet around her. A shirtless man wraps his arms around her and kisses her passionately before letting her go.
Woohoo! You did it! You got laid!
Walk of shame, walk of shame.
Leslie shuffles inside the room. Now, the ladies sling their belongings over their shoulders and file out into the sunshine. In their car, the four ride quietly, sporting new bruises and cuts on their faces.
My head is killing me. How many pills did we take?
Last night was crazy.
Fucking crazy.
I want you to have this.
Your wedding ring?
I wasn't wearing it last night. It was in my suitcase the whole time.
Leslie, I can't.
My marriage is over. But yours is just beginning. You're my little sister. You can't get married without a ring, right?
Claire holds out her arms and her sister accepts her hug. She slides the ring on her finger.
Wow.
everything last night.
Like everything, everything?
Like, you know what I mean.
Let's have a look.
Wait. Yeah, no, I don't want to watch. The whole thing was like...
Janet rewinds the footage until it gets back to the hotel where the naked woman lies on top of the friends. The woman's boobs hit the camera and the footage glitches. Claire pulls herself away as the woman bites Janet's arm. She tugs Claire's hair, but she shoves her off. As the woman gets back to her feet, Claire leads her party down the hall. They bolt over to the elevators, frantically waiting for them to open. The doors slide open and they all rush inside. The woman runs into view. As the doors slide shut, the woman chucks her wig at them. With the elevator doors open again, the woman stands with her back to them as she adjusts her wig. Claire attempts to quietly stride past, but her and Leslie get caught. The naked man bolts down the hall toward them. They shoulder past him and dash into the parking garage. The four quickly get back in their car. Safely inside the car, a panicked Leslie glances out the back window. The others glance around as they try to catch their breath. Claire knits her brows, looking over to her bachelorette party.
Now please, will someone tell me why that large woman was attacking us?
The woman smashes a window and yanks Claire's head out. Leslie claws at her back, trying to stop her. Credits, written and directed by Jason Freeberg and Aaron Seltzer. Clips of the party play as Tex appears. Leslie divorced Greg and used her substantial alimony settlement to open a chain of marijuana clinics in the San Fernando Valley. Zoe got back together with her ex-boyfriend Bobby. But then they broke up again and she keyed his freshly painted car. Janet moved her family to Vegas to pursue her dream of becoming a professional gelatin wrestler. Janet has yet to win a match. Claire and Dave got married. But not before Claire told Dave everything that happened on her bachelorette party. The stripper helicopters his penis. Well, almost everything. Produced by Peter Safran, Jason Blum, Jason Freeberg, and Aaron Seltzer. Give me one, give me two, give me three, now give me the story. Director of Photography Sean Maurer. Production Designer William Elliott. Edited by Peck Pryor. Co-producer Dan Clifton. Associate Producer Kenny Yates. Music Supervisor Jojo Villanueva. Costume Designer Marissa Richmeyer. Casting by Lauren Bass and Jordan Bass. Desiree Hall, Samantha Colburn, Eddie Richard, Krista Flanagan.
Give me one, give me two, give me three, now baby, give me the story.
A Saffron Company, Blumhouse and Three in the Box production. A film by Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer. A title appears in bold pink letters, Best Night Ever. More credits roll.
Someone else.
Copyright Best Night Ever, LLC 2013. In the car.
What can I get you?
I'll have a double cheeseburger, extra onions, fries, and a Diet Coke.
I don't see a salad. Could you make me one?
We don't have salads. We just have burgers, fries, and drinks.
Aw, please?
They do a burger without the bun where they wrap the burger in lettuce.
Okay, I'll do that. And the dressing on the side.
You want like a hamburger, cheeseburger, double?
Do a grilled cheese.
Do a grilled cheese and you want it wrapped in lettuce?
Yes, please.
Okay, so grilled cheese, and you said you didn't want the bread on it, but on the side?
Yes, thank you.
You want onions on it?
No onions.
So, lettuce, tomatoes only? You want pickles or anything else?
No pickles.
Okay, so lettuce, tomato only on that grilled cheese, protein style, and you want the, side of bread. There you go. And is that just a sandwich, or would you like, a drink or french fry with that?
No, just the sandwich.
Okay.